We're at the Provincetown International Film Festival, and we have Kathleen Turner here, who's going to talk about her new film, The Perfect Family, which opened the Provincetown Film Festival this year. Hi, Kathleen. Tell us about your film.
Hi. It's a film about, indeed, a family, about a mother and father, two children, a daughter and a son, and the mother, Eileen, who I portray, is very, very involved in the Catholic Church and her community, and is being put up by her bishop as to win the Catholic Woman of the Year award, which carries with it the prayer of complete absolution. You gotta hand it to those people, right? Anyway, point being that she has something in her past that she does want to be absolved from. But part of the award is based on her special Catholic family. Now, she has a husband who is a recovering alcoholic. She has a daughter who is a lesbian and getting married and expecting a child. And she has a son who has left his wife of many years and two sons because of a loveless marriage that they had because she got pregnant, right? So, in fact, every member of her family is not exactly living up to the Catholic ideal. And she has to, ultimately, make choices between the church and her family.
How did you become involved in the project?
I was sent the script, and I do usually read scripts that are sent particularly to me, especially if they're recommended by someone, you know, that I've met or I know or I have some regard for. Any case, and I was intrigued, so I called up the director, Ann Renton, and we had a long discussion on the phone about what I thought the film lacked and where it was strong and where we might go. And I took off to do another job, and 3 months later I got a call back and a new script, a rewrite. That was very much along all the lines of what we talked about. So then I was flying out to LA for something, and I said, well, let's get together and meet, because it's very important, you know, the kind of person you're working with, it makes such a difference. So we met for breakfast, and I liked her very much, and we went on from there.
How did you cast the film?
I did not cast the film. Yeah. I was, again, away working, but Anne and I had talked about the kind of people we wanted. And I thought she had a really good sense of people, again, not just as actors, but the quality of the person, which enhances any and every project, you know. So then she kept me informed of who she was talking to, and ultimately we got Emily Deschanel, we got Jason Ritter. It was almost a dream cast, truly. And she's kind enough to say that once I committed, they were happy to come on board.
You mentioned Emily Deschanel, who's... audience knows her more as Bones, the...
She's a show I love.
I love it, too.
I do.
I know, and I was really glad to see her play this role because she does play your lesbian daughter.
Yeah.
Which I thought was, you know, absolutely perfect.
Well, I just think she's a fine actor.
Oh, she is.
Oh.
You do address LGBT issues in this movie, not only because of the religious conflict, being that it's a Catholic family.
Yeah.
How did this theme become part of the movie?
Well, I think it's very much a part of the writers and everyone's lives. I mean, my director has a wonderful partner, and the producers are married, two women, you know. And so it was something I think that they were all open to, receptive toward. For me, I think that a family is a family, and love is love. And I really don't find the need to draw. I never have distinctions, you know, based on gay or lesbian issues. My question is it a committed, solid relationship? Not are they both lesbian or gay or straight. Is it a marriage? You know, that's what I find compelling.
Well, you live in New York, and gay marriage is about to come up for a vote there. I mean, you must be awfully excited about that.
Hope so. I hope so. We were very disappointed in California. You know, and now, of course, there's all that mishmash about the judge. And so the picture is even more confused. But I think it's coming back up there. But New York really has a chance for the first time to pass it. And I think The majority of people are all for it.
So, what projects are you working on now that you can talk about?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, there are a couple I got. But what I definitely can talk about is a play called Red Hot Patriot that is about Molly, based on Molly Ivan's writing and her life. And we developed that last spring at the Philadelphia Theater Company. So now I'm going to take it to L.A. and probably Washington, D.C. And we'll see. I'd like to... you know, she was a great woman, absolutely great, and her humor and her writing is still dead on.
Do you have a favorite quote, a mantra to get you through times like these?
I do. I had this wonderful grandfather named Daddy Russ. And whenever anybody complained or whined or, you know, said, I can't do it, he'd just sort of look at you and he'd say, well, you just have to, don't you? And that's my mantra. When something comes up and it seems too tough, I think, well, you just have to, don't you?
Well, thank you so much, Kathleen.
Pleasure.